The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And choral groups seem to come and go in our community, as I'm sure they do in many places, and one that has just come around for its debut concert on Saturday is one called the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana. They're going to be singing at Wesley Methodist Church in Urbana on West Green Street, what they describe as an intimate choral concert of Romantic era songs, specifically music by Schumann and Brahms. We have the principal organizer and the conductor both with us on the show today to talk about this event and this ensemble and the music, of course. Here is a sample on Live and Local. It was music by Johannes Brahms, an Abendlied, or literally afternoon song, or is it evening song? Abend, I never
evening.
Remember.
Evening.
Evening. Yeah. I've forgotten my German. It's been much too long. That was a performance of music by Brahms by the Chamber Choir of the National Orchestra of Lyon. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.1. One of the pieces that will be sung on Saturday at 7:30 at Wesley Church in Urbana by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana. This is a new group that has just been brought together, and as I understand it, one of my two guests, who is Chris Holman, is responsible for the bringing together, and is this also your idea as well to have this kind of ensemble?
Yes. Basically, there are a lot of singers in town over the summer, and a lot of us aren't doing anything. So I thought, well, why don't we do a concert that can, you know, be really nice and be a lot of fun for everybody?
Well, there are a lot of singers everywhere, of course. How did you decide to concoct this particular ensemble? What type of ensemble were you thinking of? I mean, it sounds from the description that you had something particular in mind. It's not a large group.
Yeah, well, I guess the idea was sort of to be something like maybe the 16 that Harry Christophers directs, something like that.
That's a, you know, a British group?
Yeah. Something that, you know, is you know, maybe a dozen singers that are all, they really know what they're doing and can do the music really well. And so I called upon people who that I had worked with before or had heard in concerts, and yeah, it just sort of came together.
And did any auditioning involved? I mean, or you just knew the people well enough to know these voices would work?
Right. We didn't have any auditions. I got a lot of recommendations from Cynthia Heyman, who is on the voice faculty at Illinois and is my voice teacher. I drew some people from the community as well, because we didn't have enough people, students who were here all the time, to make a full 12 singers.
And tell me about your background. I mean, I know that you sing. I know that you play the organ and do both very well. And I don't really know more than that. Mm-hmm. Are you a student here presently?
Yeah.
What program?
I'll be a junior next year in the undergraduate program. I'm doing a double degree in organ and vocal performance. I'm actually a countertenor, and I just started that fairly recently, actually.
Well, I was going to ask about that because I heard you, I mean, our other guest is Chester Always, who's going to be conducting this concert, of course, directs the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, recently did a concert last month on which you were one of the soloists. And when I saw that you were going to sing countertenor, I thought the guy was a baritone.
Yep. It's only been a couple months now.
Yeah, so what happened to that? You didn't even say, I'm a baritone who sometimes sings countertenor. You just said, I'm a countertenor. Right.
Well, I just sort of I was just singing a piece, and I sang something in head tone, and Cynthia stopped me and said, oh, we got to work on that because it sounds nice. And it's just come very naturally to me.
Well, it certainly sounded good in the concert with the Baroque Artists.
Thank you.
A wonderful countertenor duet that you did with Jay Carter, mm-hmm. who was on our show right before mm-hmm. that concert happened. Also a fine countertenor. And you don't get to hear countertenor duets very often.
That's right.
In music of music by Purcell. Chet, when I first got this information forwarded to me from an organ contact of Chris's, and then you sent me the information as well, and you described it as a Liederabend, a song mm-hmm. evening.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a tradition? Is that of some standing that there's an attempt to recreate?
Yes. The whole nature of this is designed to be intimate. The performances of many of the Lieder, whether they were solo songs or ensemble pieces, were done in people's homes. This was before TV and cable and internet and all that kind of stuff. And people would get together and entertain each other.
And we're talking in 19th century Germany.
Yes, mm-hmm, Germany primarily. The amateur choral movement, the Männerchorverein or Liedertafel, started that time too. And this was social interaction, mostly, the musical quality of which, at least in the Liedertafel, was not very high. But real composers got involved in this, and Schumann and Brahms both were conductors of choral groups, Brahms much more so throughout his life than Schumann. So that this music survives more often than not in performances by larger choirs for which it wasn't really conceived. And this group was put together so that we could have the best of both worlds. We'd have an ensemble of 12 singers to make a sort of chamber choir who were singing some of the pieces. And then, especially in the case of the Schumann, Spanisches Liederspiel, much of that music is intended for a singer per part, so that each of the singers is part of the deal, as it were. The carrot was some solo singing and some ensemble singing and learning some new pieces, which are quite lovely.
You refer to this as the Spanisches Liederspiel.
Yeah.
The Spanish part is obvious. Spiel in Yiddish means this thing that kind of goes on or something.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
It means game or play. Schauspiel is like theater. Schumann really, I mean, we know this kind of music. If your audience, when they hear this, will recognize it, and they know it more through Brahms than anybody else. And the most obvious pieces are the Liebeslieder waltzes, which are of the same ilk as Schumann's music. Again, often sung by choirs with piano duet, but really intended for vocal soloists if anybody sang them at all. The Liederspiel aspect it's basically a kind of genre that Schumann invented. And that's why I was really wanted to do this piece, because it's never been done here, I'm sure. It's very little known among singers, but it's repertory that's very wonderful to sing.
And Spanisches is?
Well, these poems were all Spanish poems in their original form. They were translated by a German poet named Emanuel Geibel. You probably know the Schumann piece, the one piece of Schumann's choral music that everybody knows, which is what? Opus 29.
No, you don't know it.
That's what happened to get old. It's a famous piece, and I'm really embarrassed that my mind is blanking out right now.
And I can't help you since I can't read your mind.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is terrible. Play something, and I'll think of it. But no, the Spanish element was part of the exotic side of Romanticism. That the Spanish, you might as well read Gypsy or Outsider, like in the movie Chocolat. You know, these people who were living outside the extended the fabric of society, and they're kind of mysterious and not quite sure whether they're on the up and up, you know, because they don't do things traditional ways. So there was a fascination with that. It goes back to Mozart, you know, the Turkish Rondo and things like that. They were bringing in non-Western, as it were, in the limited sense of that word at that time, elements, because they had an appeal popularly. So these are all Spanish poems that were translated into German by Geibel and set to music by Schumann and arranged as a kind of cycle.
And we're going to hear a portion here that is for that is a duet between soprano and alto. It's called Botschaft, which means message, simply. And I'll just give some of the translation here so people have some idea what these folks are singing about. I gather carnations and jasmine, and my heart thinks of him. Of course, it's a love message. All you flame-red carnations which the morning presented me, I send you to him as messengers of that passion which devours me. And you dear white blooms, greet him gently with your fragrance. Tell him I am pale with longing, that I wait for him in tears. And it actually goes on in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
Here's music by Robert Schumann from his Spanisches Liederspiel. It actually says here, Liebesspiel.
Ah.
Liebesspiel. At least on this this side of the recording. It could be somebody's typo. And this is sung by an ensemble that pertinently, in this case, are a soprano, Geraldine McGreevy, and mezzo-soprano Estella. I don't know how she says her last name. It looks like Dufexis, but it might be something else. Depends how the British chose to pronounce that, I guess. Botschaft, music of Schumann that will be heard on a concert by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana, a new group that will be performing Saturday night at 7:30 at Wesley Church in Urbana. Two beautiful voices belonging to Geraldine McGreevy, and again, I'm not sure the pronunciation of the mezzo's last name, Stella Dufexis or Dufexis. Depends how they want to do that, but this is an ensemble that was assembled by Hyperion, well, recorded by Hyperion to sing some songs of Robert Schumann that are for ensembles as opposed to solo singers. And in this case, a song called Botschaft, which is for just those two, and gave you some of the text earlier. Fairly fragrant text, since it's all about flowers and metaphors you can make out of flowers in reference to love. It's called Botschaft, or A Message. That's one of the pieces from the Spanisches Liederspiel by Robert Schumann that will be sung by the new Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana Saturday night at 7:30. And all music by Schumann and Brahms on this Liederabend, a song evening that is put together here by Chris Holman and will be conducted by Chet Alwis at Wesley Church. Speaking of forgetting about things, there was a question I was immediately going to ask, and it suddenly just flew out the window. Chet, as you're stepping in as... I know what the question was. It had to do with my opening reference to vocal groups coming and going in Champaign-Urbana, often having to do with the university and by necessity coming and going, because if they involve university students mm-hmm. come and go. And then often, say, a doctoral student or choral student may come through and decide, I'm going to form a group.
Right.
They graduate, the group disappears, and I can think of a couple where that has happened.
Right. Yeah.
Is this a group that you all have in mind might do more than this one concert? Or get through it and then see what happens.
It's possible. I think, you know, Bach started out the same way as a one-concert thing that, oh, that was pretty much fun and people seemed to enjoy it. So
well,
let's,
by Bach, you don't mean the composer.
Artists.
You
no,
mean
no.
Baroque artists or Champagne
Urbana.
Right.
Yeah. Started out that way. And this is the same kind of thing. It's a project that we're putting together rather quickly. The singers got the music 3-4 weeks ahead of time, but we started rehearsal last night and then we'll perform Saturday night. So it's... you know, it's done on the quick, and that's an enticement oftentimes to singers because it doesn't involve lots of their time, but it involves a lot of time, but in a very intense and concentrated way. We'll see. It's a very good group of singers, and this music, you know, is as we were talking about while the music was playing, is not often performed, and. We've gone to some lengths, too. We're not performing this in the church. We're performing it in the lounge.
Oh, really?
Because this was...
Because that would be the appropriate place.
That's exactly right. People didn't sit in straight-back chairs, you know, and have to... It was just an entertainment, and people stood up and sang. The term Schubertiad is often used, because Schubert did the same thing, and he had a group of friends... intellectuals and so forth in Vienna who got together to entertain each other and sort of catch each other up on what they had been doing lately. You know, somebody might read a poem, someone might, you know, read a section of a novel or whatever, but it was entertaining their friends. And many of Schubert's songs were performed in that venue. In fact, I heard what probably got this started was the first performance of Schöne Müller and I heard in New York City many, many years ago. Was done as a recital, but done in the context of in a lounge, basically in a big open room with a fireplace, and sit on a Friday afternoon, and it just felt wonderful, much more intimate than a concert hall, and so that's the authentic way of this music being performed. What it was designed to be is entertainment. For the singers and the audience, if there wasn't really much of an audience except those who were at the party, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the reaction so far has been positive. Certainly, I thought the first rehearsal went very well, and the singers seemed to have done their work and beautiful voices. And who knows what'll happen? I don't know.
You know. So the concert is on Saturday.
Right.
You've had one rehearsal.
Right.
When is your next one?
Tonight.
And is that it?
And then Friday night.
So they better have done their work.
Yeah, that's right. It's almost that's like an orchestra.
Exactly. Orchestras around here, 2, 3, 4 rehearsals, and that's it.
That's it, yeah. And that's not the typical, you know, deal with a choral ensemble, which is usually, you know, that you rehearse for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then you do a performance. So this is new territory for me, too. I'm not used to stepping in with this late in the learning curve like that, and then sort of trying to make something happen. So I'm learning as I go, which is a good thing.
Chris Holman, as organizer of this vocal arts ensemble, and I presume singing in it?
Yes.
And singing alto?
Yes. Yes.
You have to come up to the microphone, or no one will hear you.
Sorry.
And as a not both organ and vocal student, Chet has indicated that this sort of music is rarely performed. And I wonder if that implies then that this is a sort of thing that is new to you as a singer in learning it. Is this the sort of thing you would work on at all as opposed to solo stuff?
Well, I'm a countertenor, so mostly what I do is early music because, you know, really... All, you know, there's not a whole lot of leader for male alto, so it's sort of it's definitely new territory for me, especially as someone who's really not sung that much as a soloist.
In fairness, I ought to point out that his original idea was to do earlier music. And it was my suggestion to go this way, partly because it plays into the strengths of the student singers that we have here. They may not have sung this music, but they know the idiom and the style. Whereas when you're dealing with 17th century music or, you know, monody and that kind of thing, they don't.
So when you're studying as a solo singer, you will learn Lieder. You will learn Lieder of Schumann and Schubert and Brahms, and in addition to operatic material, if that's what you want to do in your program. So I guess that's what you mean by
I mean, they're not unfamiliar with the idiom. It's just different pieces than they're used to doing, but the idiom is by no means unknown to them.
I know when I was taking voice lessons a long time ago and relatively briefly, it was Lieder certainly that I was working on, and Lieder that I did in any auditions, because they seemed to work for a baritone pretty well. I love listening to this stuff, so we should maybe listen to another.
Let's do.
Sure.
This is also from the Liederspiel, Spanisches Liederspiel of Robert Schumann. This one also involves just two voices. And I think you said that the way you're structuring this program, there will be two voices here.
Right.
It's not going to be like three people on the soprano part and three people on
no,
the tenor part.
No, exactly.
So everybody does get a bit of a solo or duet, more soloistic opportunity. This is soprano and tenor in this case. It's called In der Nacht, which just means at night. This has a very short text, relatively speaking, to the other one we heard. And it goes, "All have gone to their rest, O heart. All are sleeping, all but you. For hopeless grief frightens slumber away from your bed, and your thoughts wander in silent sorrow to their love." We were talking about the name. It says on the box here, Spanish is Liebe Spiel, which would mean love spiel. The notes call it Lieder Spiel, but these are all songs about love.
Mm-hmm.
And sung here by the same soprano we heard a few moments ago, Geraldine McGreevy. The tenor is Adrian Thompson. And you're listening to Live and Local in advance of Saturday's inaugural concert by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana. Music by Robert Schumann from his Spanisches Liederspiel, Spanish Lieder game, Lieder play. You can call it how you like, or translate it how you like. But it is a bunch of small ensemble vocal songs about love. This one called In der Nacht, at night, sung by Geraldine McGreevy, the soprano, and tenor Adrian Thompson. And will be sung by two members of the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana in a concert Saturday night at 7:30, free concert, by the way, at Wesley Methodist Church in Urbana, and not in the church itself. So you want to go to the from the parking lot on the south side of the building and go in the entrance and keep turning right, and you will get yourself into... you're in the downstairs lounge.
Mm-hmm.
In the lounge, the Watsika Lounge, I think they call
it. That's
right. And enjoy this concert of music by Schumann and Brahms. Chester Always, who's with us, is directing. Chris Holman has organized the ensemble. Michael Hammer will be playing piano. And Chet, you pointed out while we were listening to this music that the piano is a very important part of all this.
Yes, I mean... In romantic music, vocal music, piano is, particularly in Schumann, because oftentimes in his cycles he will use the piano interludes or postludes to hearken back to earlier material and sort of almost weave storylines that have been dropped and pick them back up again. And in this piece, because it's Spanish, you didn't hear it in the last piece. The last piece was kind of Bachian, as we all noted. Dum-dee-da-dum-dee. It's kind of almost invention-like and Baroque figure in the piano part. But there are a lot of bolero-like rhythms that, again, evoke the Spanish style. And the piano plays interludes sometimes between vocal segments that either reinforce the existing mood or sort of give a counter view. So it plays a really prominent role, and it's like this is vocal chamber music. I mean, it, in the same sense that the piano would interact with string players or other instrumental voices in a chamber idiom. But the piano writing is different than we'll hear with Brahms in a moment. Much more intricate in a way.
It's more intricate for the Brahms or for the
for Schumann, I think. In the same sense that Schumann's vocal writing sounds more intricate because it's more wordy. It's more monosyllabic. Brahms, you get these long lyric lines. What we typically think of as romantic vocal lines, but then the Schumann, they're still romantic, but not in that piece. It was not a good example of what I'm talking about, but in some of the SATB pieces, it's quite wordy, a very quick declamation of text, and difficult to pull off. That was my major concern about the cycle, but they did a good job last night.
Since you've mentioned that, I'm just looking at the list of the voices here. Should we try one of those quicker ones? Is Ich bin geliebt one of those?
Yes, indeed. That's the last piece in the cycle, and I am loved, and it's in a kind of a rondo form, but it's very, you'll hear very quickly. The piano sets the mood immediately, and then the voices pick up on that.
This is four voices now, same soprano and alto and tenor we heard earlier. They're adding, again, I don't know how he says his last name, baritone, Stefan, or could be Stephen. L-O-G-E-S is how he spells the name, and that's as best as we're going to be able to do. It's Ich bin geliebt by Robert Schumann. Ich bin geliebt, I am loved, and you get an idea of what Chet always was talking about in the much more athletic singing, and intricate singing involved in that song than in the two previous samples we've heard from the Spanisches Liederspiel by Robert Schumann. This will be sung by all 12 members of the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana, three on a part in this case, rather than the one on a part that you just heard from this ensemble on this wonderful Hyperion recording of songs of Robert Schumann. Many of which on this recording are indeed solo, this piece, and although there's also a Spanisches Liebeslieder on here that are for sort of similar ensembles. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. You're invited to join us Saturday night at 7 o'clock for a special evening concert. We don't usually do our evening concerts on Saturday night, but we've got one this Saturday in the celebration of the 100th birthday of Woody Guthrie. It's called Going Down the Road with Woody Guthrie, a centennial celebration. July 14th would have been his 100th birthday. Folk music troubadour, American Roots host Nick Spitzer will host this event. It's Going Down the Road with Woody Guthrie, Saturday night, 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9.
As a WILL listener, you have the power to make a positive and lasting investment in this vital and respected resource. Consider including Illinois Public Media in your estate plans. Help ensure this station's future for generations. For information about the Legacy Circle, call Don DeBeard at 217-333-7300 or go to will.illinois.edu/support.
Programming on WYLL-FM today is made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to experience sustainable specials and everyday indulgences at Intermezzo Cafe. More information about upcoming events is on krannertcenter.com. My guests on Live and Local today are Chris Holman, who has organized the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana and is one of the singers in the group. He'll be singing countertenor, which is to say the alto part, and Chester Alwis, who will be directing the forces, I presume not through the whole thing, since there's so much of it is just two and three voices and piano.
Right. I don't plan to conduct the Schumann at all. Ideally, I'm coaching more than I'm conducting, and in the Brahms pieces again, when the several of the quartets will be sung one on a part, and I'm not going to conduct that.
Are you singing in this group at all?
No, nope. I'd
just
love to.
Observing the proceedings.
I'd rather sing than conduct any day, but he's got plenty of good singers who are better than I. So,
well, and then you have a fine pianist, Michael Hammer, who's very very
he's
important.
He's coming tonight, and that's really was the pivotal thing in nailing down this whole operation, was get somebody who could play this music sensitively and musically and hold the whole thing together.
So we've been talking about and playing music by Robert Schumann. There is also music by Brahms on this program, both quartets and choral works.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying to me, I don't remember if our microphones were open at that point, that the influence of Bach heard in one of those Schumann pieces, and what Bach that Brahms got, some of it came through Schumann?
Yes. The Bach revival began with Mendelssohn in 1829, and the resurrection of the St. Matthew Passion. And Schumann and Mendelssohn were good friends, and so Schumann knew of Bach and wrote six fugues on the name of Bach, B-A-C-H, for pedal piano. Counterpoint in general was looked at as Bachian at that point in time. And then Brahms was Schumann's protege. When Schumann famously said, "Hats off, gentlemen of genius," he was hailing the talent of Brahms, but also someone whom he saw as his logical successor in carrying forth this German lineage. And Brahms's music is quite more redolent than Schumann, even, of sort of older music in general, Bach in particular.
We're going to hear one of Brahms's pieces. Now, the pieces by Brahms that are on this program are from different places.
Yes, the common theme is the night, and it's an easy do because you've got lots of pieces about night and Romanticism. Romanticism is all about things that go bump in the night, as you will.
in many, many different ways.
In many, many ways.
Emphasis on the romantic way.
Yeah.
Well, here is no exception to that. And of course, where there is love, there is sorrow. And this all shows up in this song. It's called Abendlied, Evening Song, poem by Friedrich Hebel. One of the wonderful things, by the way, about Lieder, 19th century German Lieder especially, is the texts are by wonderful poets.
Mm-hmm.
And we can only do some justice to it by giving an English translation. But here it goes. Night and day peacefully struggle. What power to subdue, what power to dissolve? Sorrow, you who oppressed me, have you gone to sleep? Tell me, my heart, what was it then that made me happy? Joy, like sorrow, has evaporated, I feel, but they gently led to slumber, and as it floats away, ever upward, life seems to me just like a lullaby. This group here is a larger group than you'll have, the Robert Shaw Festival Singers, Robert Shaw conducting, but nonetheless a group that he would get together kind of for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, a certain similarity, and of course he handpicked this group from literally around the country way back when. It's music by Brahms from his Liebeslieder waltzes.
No.
No? Oh, this from the evening songs.
Right.
Sorry.
This is the same piece you opened the program with, and it's a different group. So if people recognize it, they've heard it already, but this is a different performance. So you played a French small group, and now you're hearing Shaw.
Oh, how about that?
So it's nice for comparative purposes. That's fine.
Here we go. Music by Brahms on Live and Local. Well, after having given you the long text of a different song, and I got quite confused when Chet said, well, you played that song already. I that's not what I meant to play. And in fact, I had queued up the correct song, but gave you the translation for the wrong song. So we actually heard an evening song, but it was simply called Der Abend, or Evening. It was not the evening song with poetry by Friedrich Hebbel, but it was... poetry by Friedrich Schiller of a rather different mood. And I'll just give you part of this text that you just heard. It says, descend, radiant God. Reference, there's a footnote here, said Phoebus or Apollo. The meadows thirst for life-giving dew. Man languishes. The horses pull slower, bringing down the chariot. And that's sort of the metaphor, I guess. And then see who beckons to you, lovingly smiling from the sea's crystalline wave. Does your heart recognize her? The steeds fly faster, for godlike Thetis beckons. Wow.
It's mythology.
I guess.
Phoebus driving the sun as a chariot. And it's about the evening comes on because the chariot comes down to earth. And Thetis is the goddess of evening. So it's a lot of laced with mythology, which is another aspect of romanticism.
Yeah, no, well, and he's steeped into it quite deeply there, isn't he? I have always loved singing ensemble, you know, sort of quartets of Brahms and also choral pieces by Brahms. This, your advertisement for the concert Saturday, Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana, says quartets and choral works. How do you know which is which? And how do you decide how to treat them?
That's a really good question. When I taught the history course at the university in history of choral music, it was called a history of choral and vocal ensemble music, because chorus and vocal ensemble freely intermix and mingle. You hear, like I said, the Liebeslieder waltzes were meant by Brahms to be sung one on a part, just like the quartets, but they've been appropriated by choirs. And so there's this kind of, you know, mysterious interface that's going on where you're not quite sure. It's whatever one decides to do. So we're trying to do some of both. But there are a designated series of, I think, four sets of quartets in Brahms' music. Der Abend is one from Opus 64. You played Abendlied from 92, also 31 and 112. We're doing one from 112. Nächtens, which is about ghosts at night, but the choral music would have been more in the part song idiom, typically a cappella. So
the one we just heard
was a quartet,
and you're going to be doing it as a quartet.
Yes, right.
And I assume that of the 12 voices, you get to. Did you make the choices? Chris made the choices. Who sings with whom?
Yeah, based on our vocal coach Cynthia Heyman's kind of recommendations. She knows all the singers really well, and she knows the voice better than.
So does she come into one of the rehearsals and
yeah.
Oh, she's coming tonight.
Mm. Yeah,
great. Well, that's a fabulous singer in her own right, of course. Although no one around here would know that. and and she, yeah. So this should be a wonderful experience for all around, for all the singers who are getting mm-hmm. this kind of coaching, for the singers who get to sing this kind of music that they would never have an occasion to do otherwise, mm-hmm. and therefore, and for you, Chet, as you said, to come in late in the process where the singers have been learning on their own,
right.
And only with a few rehearsals to put together some pretty complex music, but also coach
yeah.
as opposed to conduct a lot of it.
Right, yeah.
And then, of course, for the audience to hear this stuff that they would never right. hear, especially the Schumann we've been sampling.
Yeah, right.
Well, before we hear one more selection from Johannes Brahms, I wanted to mention a few other events going on in our listening area over the next couple of days. If my computer will cooperate and bring up the file a little more quickly than it is doing at the moment, because there are always a surprising number of things that go on in July, and this week is no exception. Let's see, today is the 12th. That means that guitarist Renato Annesi is coming to the Iron Post tonight in Urbana. That is at 7 o'clock. It is the Pirates of Penzance at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, 8 o'clock tonight and Friday. Illinois Shakespeare Festival tonight is presenting As You Like It at 8 o'clock at Ewing Manor in Bloomington. The Diary of Anne Frank is at the Krannert Center from the University of Illinois Department of Theater tonight at 7:30. The Lincoln Troubadours, an a cappella group, are performing at the Old State Capitol in Springfield. Two times yet this afternoon. The first performance is probably wrapping up right about now. They're also singing at 1:30 today and at 4 o'clock. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe with Carlos Vega are at the Riverfront in Peoria tonight at 7 o'clock. Rocky Moffitt, a program called The Rhythm Is You, is at the Champaign Public Library for a pre-program this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Lamont Parsons Trio are playing the Krannert Uncorked program this evening at 5 o'clock. The celebration at the Celebration Company at the Station Theater is opening Rent tonight at 8 o'clock through Sunday, and that runs for a while, the award-winning musical. And that's our listings for today's events throughout our listening area. You can always let us know about your events by writing to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. Tonight at 7 o'clock on our evening concert here on FM 90.9, it's Music Mountain, the Chamber Music Series. The Penderecki String Quartet will play two of the late quartets of Beethoven. In the historic encore feature, it's the St. Petersburg String Quartet playing Borodin's beautiful second quartet. It's Music Mountain Chamber Music tonight at 7 on our evening concert here on 90.9. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series Collector to the First Time Buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I want to say thanks to Chester Always and Chris Holman for coming in and letting us know about this concert by the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Urbana. It's Saturday night, 7:30, Wesley Church, in their Watsika Lounge in the downstairs. Free program, 19th Century Chamber Concert, featuring music by Schumann and Brahms. And here is another of the pieces by Brahms that will be on that program. It is called In Stiller Nacht, which just means
at night.
just at night, or I was
well,
going to say in the still of the night.
In the still of the night, there.
But it's not Cole Porter,
no,
as you'll hear.
Not,
it's
yeah.
the wonderful RIAS Chamber Choir, directed by Marcus Creed. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for listening.
Thank you.